is your show. We're kicking off hour three of the Saturday edition. In fact, the weekend of Christmas weekend edition of Free Talk Live. Mm-hmm. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's right. We're here in the studio with you. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site there are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. Well, Mark, I didn't think I would ever see an article like this, but apparently bottled water is immoral, according to some religious groups.
Bottled water is immoral?
Yes, that's right. The Religion News Service reporting here in Washington, thou shalt not murder, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, thou shalt not drink bottled water, rooted in the notion that clean drinking water, like air, is a God-given resource that shouldn't be packaged and sold, a fledgling campaign against the bottling of water has sprung up among people of faith. And though the campaign is at a relative trickle, yuck, yuck, and confined mostly to left-leaning religious groups,
water puns, ooh boy,
activists hope to build a broad-based coalition to carry the message that water should not be available only to those who can afford it.
Ocean of support. A vast pool of people to draw from.
Cassandra Carmichael, the director of Echo Justice Programs for the National Council of Churches, said she's noted an increasing number of religious groups that consider
a tidal wave of support
the bottling of water a wrongful, perhaps immoral act. Quote, "We're just beginning to recognize the issue as people of faith, said Carmichael. In October, the National Coalition...
There's a groundswell of people supporting us.
In October, the National Coalition of American Nuns, a progressive group representing 1,200 U.S. nuns, adopted a resolution asking members to refrain from purchasing bottled water unless necessary. Likewise, Presbyterians for Restoring Creation, a grassroots group within the Presbyterian Church in the United States, launched a campaign last May urging individuals to sign a pledge against drinking bottled water and to take the message to their churches. Now, if you want to follow this so-called logic to its, well, logical ends. I mean, if it's logical that God gave people water and air to breathe and drink, and therefore it shouldn't be packaged and sold, then didn't also God give us trees and other plants that we also package and sell, other natural products that
foods.
We take and combine with other natural products to create foods, to create building materials.
Casserole must be immoral, too, because you're mixing the ingredients. This is asinine.
Yeah.
Like a whole bunch of asinine. This is as far into asinine as I've ever heard. I mean, essentially, this is saying that, you know, packaged foods are immoral, and if you're not a hunter-gatherer, which I doubt very many Christians are, mm-hmm. then you're immoral. That doesn't make any
sense.
That's
the logical extreme, but they're just keeping it to water for now. The United Church of Christ, for instance, partnering with the National Council of Churches, produced a documentary called Troubled Waters that looked at the dangers of water privatization around the world, including the bottling of water for sale in poor areas. The documentary aired on ABC television in October. In the developing world, said Carmichael, water is being sold as a commodity where the resource is scarce, with the rationale that bottling water takes water resources away from the poor. Carmichael said the environmental issue has become an important one for people of faith. Quote, "The moral call for us is not to privatize water. Water should be free for all."
So well, what about running water in your house?
Right.
That's not free. It costs money to bring that in there.
And that's not private either. That's usually run by the government. There are some exceptions to that, but for the most part, the water that's running through your tap is provided by your local county government.
And what difference does that make? I mean, then the government owns it. It's not like it's not, you know, it's just it's a monopoly.
And there's a reason why water shouldn't be free. Because if water is free, as this woman wants it to be and her supporters, then people will waste it.
Mm, that's true.
Now, you don't want to do that, do you? I mean, don't you want to save the planet?
Right.
Because you know, I don't believe that spewing a little water out of the hose is going to destroy the planet, but none because water
is wasteful.
It can't be created, yeah. nor can it be destroyed.
I've got to say, I've been a homeowner since 1998, I believe. I bought my first home. It might have been a little before that, but I think it was 1998. And I've paid my own water bills since before that. You know, we had utilities in my name when I was renting, also. But now, since I've just moved, I happen to be renting. Because I want to kind of get a feel for the land where I'm at and, you know, buy the right place.
Sure.
And the landlord picks up the water bill. And I'm not saying that I waste water, but I've caught myself thinking, well, I don't really care if I use too much water here I'm not paying for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would consider myself a rather thrifty guy.
Right.
I'm not, you know, but...
Even you have thought that thought.
The thought has flashed through my mind. Now, fortunately, he's a wise man, and he has the hot water. You know, I mean, this is New Hampshire, and all the cold water is really, really cold, and the hot water heater, only 20 gallons. So you can't waste too much. But, you know, I thought that.
Yep, and you take that concept, the idea that if you aren't paying for water at all, and multiply it out times every person in America, let alone the world, there's going to be a lot of water wasted.
Mm.
If you're not paying for the water, you might as well just let it run all day long. Who cares? It's free. God right. gave it to us. God didn't give us the pipes, though, to get the water to your house. God also, if you believe in God, I don't, but God also did not give you the distribution methods beyond the pipes. For instance, the Culligan man, mm-hmm. or whoever it is that is doing bottled water in your area, they put time and effort. They put time and effort into taking that water, building big filtration systems, and putting it through the filtration system, and then bottling it into nice, easy-to-use 5-gallon jugs, and delivering it to your front door. These things all cost money. And if you want to make it so water doesn't cost anything anymore, well, then the Culligan man's going to say, bye-bye, and he's going to go and go into some other business. And then what are you going to do? Are you going to go down to the nearby stream, if you happen to have one, with a few buckets every day? So you, I mean, there's free water. You can go, as long as you have access to a stream, and most of them are government property, go down there. Go ahead. Pick it up. Get some water in your bucket. And bring it home and try drinking that. See how that works out for you.
Anyway, you can. I mean, you can filter it. You can go get free water and take care of it. You know, that's really the issue is, you know, these people are providing a service.
That's correct.
The water is a commodity, and yes, you can go find some place to get it free, but is it going to taste as good? Is it going to be as good for you? Is it going to be as convenient as it is? I mean, those people are providing that service to you. There is no right in water.
Americans consume more bottled water than any other beverage category except carbonated soft drinks, which I think is kind of sad. According to the Beverage Marketing Corporation, a New York-based research organization, when I say sad, I mean it's sad that we drink so much soda.
Soda's good.
In 2000, it's not good for you. In 2005, Americans drank about 7.5 billion gallons of bottled water, a 10.4% increase from 2004. The U.S. leads the world in bottled water consumption. At the same time, one-third of the world's population lives under water-stressed conditions. That proportion will double by 2025, according to a report on water scarcity. Water is scarcest in arid developing countries plagued by drought and pollution, such as South Africa, where agriculture fuels the demand, according to the report. Sister Marianne Coyle, the American Nuns board member who introduced the measure against bottled water, said the fear is that as water becomes a commodity, it will no longer remain a right for all people. Hey, sweetie, there's no right to water. I know that sounds harsh.
It does sound harsh.
But there is no right to water. If you are born in an area of the world where there's no water around, or not very much to speak of, and somebody has gone down to the stream, wherever it is, and gotten themselves a couple of buckets of water, and is bringing it back into town, you do not have the right to accost that individual and take a portion of his or her water.
Right. Now, how, you know, if I have a right to water, how much water do I have a right to?
And how will it be delivered?
Right. Do I own all the water on the planet because I have a right to water?
Well, you and everyone else, supposedly, right?
But hold on just a second. I've got a right. How is everyone else going to have a right to what I've got a right to?
I don't understand this public property thing myself, Mark. Well, I find a hard time.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, it's really ridiculous. When you start thinking about a right is something that, you know, it can't be taken away from you. It's yours by nature. God has given it to you. Well, the water's not a right. Now, I would venture to say that anyone who needs water can figure out some way to get it. You know, here in America, that's not the problem. But the problem is thinking that water is, in fact, a right.
Yeah, if you think water and, let's also expand it to food. If you think water and food and shelter are all rights, I want to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
What about an iPod? I should have a right to an iPod.
800-259-9231. I do think you should have a right to listen to Free Talk Live, but hey, you know, that's just... More's on the way with these crazy water people coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson for Midas. February 5th, 2007, gold $6.49. Ounce gold coins are $6.70.85, $3.37.79 for half, $168.99 for quarter ounce. That's $6.70.85, $3.37.79, and $168.99. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window. Fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps 2/3 over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses 1/5 of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over 1/2 to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Fareshift's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost 1/2 of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. That's 1-800-259-9231. That is why we call it Free Talk Live, because you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a bulletin board system there. Over 140,000 posts await you, and there's 1,300-plus people interacting. Lots of topics, fun stuff, serious issues. You'll find it all being discussed. And it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That is bbs.freetalklive.com. And don't forget to get registered now for the New Hampshire Liberty Forum, Attaining Economic and Personal Freedoms in America's freest state. This three-day event, February 23rd through the 25th, will be held convention-style in historic Concord, with some of the program taking place in the State House. Get registered now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Well, I guess nobody out there believes that water is a right. And thank goodness, I was concerned for a little while. I guess there's some individuals, there's very few of them, not enough listening, not enough are out there that they are listening to the show tonight. We're talking about a group of whack jobs, a group of religious people. Now, not all religious people are whack jobs, but these people are. They believe that God gave us air and water, and so therefore, you have a right to water. And therefore, water should be free for everyone. And therefore, you should boycott these bottled water companies because they're evil.
Well, didn't God give us gold?
Yes.
Well, do we have a right to gold?
That's a question for these people. I would say no.
Well, I would say that we don't have a right to water either.
You could say he gave land as well. Do we have a right to other people's land?
You have the right to the water that's on your land that you bought and paid for and worked for the money for. That's a right. But I wouldn't say that, and I would say that you have the right for the water underneath it too. You should be able to dig down,
sure,
you know, pretty much as far as you want, and get some water. But as far as a right to water, that really leaves things wide open. If you have a right to water, do you have the right that I have to deliver your water to you?
Mm-hmm.
And if you have that right, then what about my right to freedom? Because I don't want to give you your water.
Yeah, does an individual's so-called right to water override other individuals' rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
Yeah.
The reason it doesn't.
I believe that you have the right to pursue water in your life.
Sure. And the reason doesn't is because you don't have a right to water. Sounds shocking, but it's true. Water, by the way, is apparently, back to these nutballs, Sister Mary Ann Coyle, the American Nuns board member who introduced a measure against bottled water, says the fear is that if water comes a commodity, it will no longer remain a right for all people. Quote, "Our faith tells us to be just and not exploit the poor," said Coyle, who regards drinking bottled water as a sin.
Ooh.
Coyle said in the United States, people are paying for bottled water when American tap water is among the safest in the world.
Quote, but they're paying for that too.
That's true. Quote, the use of bottled water in the U.S. is more a lifestyle issue than a necessity. In this country, we should do more to push to not drink bottled water unless we need it. Well, I don't know. I guess there are some people out there drinking bottled water as a lifestyle thing, like they've got their fridge loaded with it.
Well, I would say that no, there's definitely lifestyle out there in it. If you look at the name brands on the water,
mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, there's the ones that come in the fancy plastic containers. Some of it, actually, I've seen in glass containers that look like shampoo bottles.
The imports. I've seen imported water.
I would say that those are a lifestyle thing because I wouldn't pay that kind of money to drink that water.
Right.
I'm happy with the local standby water that comes in a bottle if I want to get it at a convenience store.
Yeah, now, I'll buy the lowest priced water.
If I'm at home, I'm going to drink it out of the tap because I'm just that cheap.
Now, I'll go ahead and put a filter on the tap because I personally am a little bit concerned with what the government is putting into the water supply. Not that I'm paranoid, per se, about it, but I don't like the idea of fluoride and all that stuff going into my body without my consent. So I like putting the filters on. But nonetheless, she says we should do more to push people to not drink bottled water. So Stephen Kay, spokesman for the International Bottled Water Association, said targeting bottled water amongst hundreds of other products that use water, I mean, look at the number one ingredient in any other drink. It's water. Will not learn lead towards long-term solutions in poor areas. He said bottled water is actually a minimal user of groundwater. Better solutions would come from determining how to get clean water into areas struggling with access, said Mr. Kay. He says, quote, it narrows the focus on what I imagine is good intent. The Coca-Cola Company, a leading provider of bottled water with the Dasani brand, recognizes the serious nature of water issues and is working on several community initiatives in developing countries, said their spokesperson. From our perspective, she says, water solutions require the efforts of multiple organizations, nonprofits, governments, community organizations, and the like. I hope we'd work toward the same purpose of making water safe water accessible to all people of the world. So, if you go with what this woman's saying,
I think that's great.
Yeah, according to this lady, they actually care about poor people. So wait, you mean the fact that they're selling water at a profit also doesn't contradict the fact that they could also care about the poor and maybe help them out, maybe with some of their profits?
Sure. I mean, that's a great thing about profits is that people can give them away once they make them.
Right. Coca-Cola and the Dasani people could go and take some of their ill-gotten profits and take it over to one of these countries, these arid lands with very little water, and essentially set up, give them some free water or something like that and get themselves some press coverage. Hey, look, we're over here giving people water for free. Thanks for buying our brand. You know,
yep.
That's an easy way to get some positive press, help people that are in need, and help your business.
It happened with Walmart during the Katrina event.
Well, they tried.
They attempted to give water, and they got some press coverage on it. Of course, they couldn't give water because FEMA hadn't, the proper amount of bureaucrats hadn't inspected it and stamped it and approved it ahead of time. So they turned the trucks around and sent them away. You know, when I was in Haiti, probably been 5 years ago that I was there, their number one problem is potable water.
Mm.
They have a very difficult time.
They can get water, it's just not drinkable.
Yeah, it's just not drinkable. And, am I responsible? Now, if those people have a right to water, am I responsible for providing them with water?
You, the American, living in another country?
Who cares? If they have a right to it, they have a right to it. And they should be able to get it. Now, I have got the right to speak, and you should be able to do nothing to stop me from speaking, at least on my own property. So, there should be nothing to stop these people from getting their water. They're welcome to go get their water as long as they're not stealing it from somebody, as far as I'm concerned.
Listen to this. Rebecca Barnes-Davies, coordinator of Presbyterians for Restoring Creation, said bottled water companies encourage a culture in the U.S. that's comfortable with privatizing a basic human right. She says she hopes boycotting bottled water will put pressure on bottled water companies to behave responsibly in the U.S. and the rest of the world. Quote, as people of faith, we don't and shouldn't pretend to have ownership of any resource.
Mm.
So I was right, Mark. This is just the first part.
She's one of those real tried and true socialists.
Yep, it's communists. We have to be the best steward we can be of all of those resources. Well, look here, Barnes-Davies. The best way to be a steward of a resource is to privately own it.
I just wonder if she's got a house and if she would mind me coming in that house that's built out of resources that are mine, I was born here. God gave those resources to me, lady. Can I go tramping into your house? Say I have to use the bathroom while I'm in your house, and mm-hmm. I decide, I'm not going to use the bathroom itself. I'm going to go right on your middle of your sofa. Am I disrespecting your property, or are all those resources, mine to use?
Yeah.
If God gave them to us.
All right, so if you want to protect your couch, and if you want to protect the water, then own it.
God gave us property.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways if you are somebody who thinks that water is a right. Maybe you can explain it to us. Or more is on the way about whatever's on your mind. If you take control, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free number 800-259-9231. Christmas weekend edition of the show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies that have sent us their validated photo to prove that they listen to the show. You can see what I mean by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And ladies, you can submit your picture for the shrine. I believe I've got one or two submissions sitting in my email box, Mark, that I just haven't gotten to yet. I've got something like 100 unread emails that I haven't even gotten to. So do bear with me if I've yet to catch up to yours. So shrine.freetalklive.com. As we go to your... You've got something, Mark, about low taxes and, I guess, good results from having low taxes. What do you have?
It's a, you know, an article from Matthew Lander. He's the vice president of research for the Goldwater Institute out in Phoenix. And I just thought it was really great. It's entitled, "Want to Reduce Poverty? Lower Those Tax Rates. Building a strong economy and helping the poor means keeping taxes and government spending low." When the U.S. ended welfare as we know it in 1996, it handed responsibility to reform to the states. In so doing, it also created a real-world test of two competing economic strategies used to fight poverty. The results are in, and the lessons are clear. Low tax rates lift up the lives of Americans poor. Many people argue that the government can reduce poverty by redistributing the wealth through progressive taxation, imposing higher tax rates on higher income brackets, and through more government spending. Most economists, however, say the best way to reduce poverty is through stronger economic growth. Growth means more jobs, a sure-fire anti-poverty plan. Building a strong economy means keeping taxes and government spending low. So there's a couple of steps in logic right there in that last paragraph. Basically, if you want to help, if you want to help poor people, you need to grow the economy. If you want to grow the economy, you need to keep taxes low.
Okay, I'm with you.
Okay. Just want to make sure you got me. A study published last month by the Goldwater Institute, "How to Win the War on Poverty: An Analysis of State Poverty Trends," tests these different theories by examining state poverty rates from 1990 to 2000.
By the way, one of the reasons why the economy doesn't grow if there's a lot of taxes around, or the higher the taxes, the less the economy grows, is because if there's taxes, it cuts into your profits.
Right.
It cuts into your take-home pay. And if you don't have as much take-home pay, you don't have as many profits, then you can't reinvest as much. You can't create new wealth. You can't create new jobs. You can't expand your business. You can't expand your services, your products. So you have to pretty much stay stagnant if you're even able to stay in business at all.
And you're not incentivized to go out and earn money. Because
if you get into that next bracket, you're going to get taxed more.
It's true. Nationwide, states took great strides in reducing both general and childhood poverty. Poverty fell by 5.3% and childhood poverty by 9.4%. 9.4%. Some states, however, reduced poverty much more than others, while some states suffered large increases. Take Colorado. It reduced its childhood poverty rate by almost 27%. Meanwhile, Rhode Island's childhood poverty rate increased by almost the same amount. What accounts for those differences? Using data from the Census Bureau, the report found that states with the lowest tax rates enjoyed sizable decreases in poverty. For example, the 10 states with the lowest total state and local tax burdens saw an average poverty reduction of 13%, two times better than the national average. The 10 highest tax states, meanwhile, suffered an average increase of poverty of 3%, an increase of 3% versus a decrease of 13%.
Yeah.
Now, taxes for states come in all kinds of different forms. It could be sales tax that goes to the state.
Property tax.
Property taxes. Some of that goes to the state. There's the tourist tax. States have income tax. There's all kinds of different taxes.
Sure. Tax.
This includes everything. Some high tax states, such as California, Hawaii, and New York, suffered catastrophic increases in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
As California began to reject the low-tax legacy of the Reagan governorship, the state's poverty rate jumped 13% in the 1990s. 13. Incredible. And, you know, people think they're helping kids. They think they're helping the poor by doing this stuff.
With welfare, you mean?
Yeah, all they're doing is creating middle-class bureaucrat jobs.
You're creating middle-class bureaucrat jobs, and you're also encouraging the poor people to stay poor. I mean, because when you're on welfare, you're getting that check coming in every single month, whether or not you're doing anything. And in fact, in some cases, if you go out and get a job, the welfare cuts off. And in many cases, the job that you start at is paying less than the welfare check was. So the people that are on welfare have no incentive whatsoever to ever get off of welfare. And you are going to get rich on welfare, that's for sure.
That is true.
You know, if it's acceptable to redistribute wealth by force with the government, then why isn't it acceptable in these wealth redistributors' minds to just simply print out more cash? Like, hey, turn on the printing press. We're already using it at the federal level, the Federal Reserve, printing out the cash, buying bombs and weapons and that sort of thing. Why not just turn on the printing presses and just give every American hundreds of thousands of dollars? Wouldn't that solve the problem?
That'd solve everything, wouldn't it? No, it would inflate the economy like you wouldn't believe. The money wouldn't be worth crap.
Yeah, it'd be super hyperinflation, and it doesn't work. The pie is not finite. These people believe...
Oh, it is finite.
The pie? The wealth
not
pie?
Infinite.
No, it's not.
I see what you're saying.
The pie is not finite. The wealth pie. For instance, there's so much money out there in the world, but that's not what wealth is.
No.
Wealth is a variety of different things. Wealth, I've heard described, like, for instance, if you want to figure out how wealthy you are, you can take a look at how long you can sustain your lifestyle after you quit your job.
Yeah.
To really determine how wealthy you truly are. Wealth is a conflagration of factors, including the things that you have,
mm-hmm.
and the money that you have, and the services that you regularly take for granted, like air conditioning, the things that you don't normally even consider things. Like, when you think of a thing, you think of a car or a house. But all of the other things that go into that makeup are also wealth. So we're a much more wealthy country than many other countries who don't have these trappings of the life that we have here in the United States. And that wealth pie constantly increases, at least the lower taxes are, the more the wealth pie increases, because new products and new services are being created at all times. But the people who believe in wealth redistribution don't understand this, and they believe that the wealth that exists is it. The wealth that exists is all there is, and they must take some from others in order to give to those who don't have it. They don't understand that as those who have more wealth continue to reinvest their wealth, they create more wealth for everyone, and it trickles down all the way to the bottom levels.
Sure does.
People just don't get that concept.
Some will be quick to dismiss the consequence of the California low tax legacy, or excuse me, the California state's poverty rate jumping to 13% on illegal immigration. But lower tax border states such as Arizona and Texas had substantial declines in poverty while also experiencing large increases in immigration. So that doesn't hold water. In fact, California's high taxation has been so damaging to the economy that other increases, like the one in the 1990s, would result in property exceeding Mississippi's by 2010. Wow. The poverty would be exceeding Mississippi's by 2010. Can you imagine? California is going to go from one of the richest states in America to one of the poorest if they continue this sort of downward climb.
Government's policies have tremendous deleterious effects.
They do.
On your freedom and the economy.
When a state has a low tax burden, economic growth is stronger. Economic growth delivers more job creation and higher per capita median family incomes. Economic growth is a powerful means to pull people out of poverty. Though some policymakers justify high taxes for the sake of the poor, the data shows that higher taxes and related spending do little to reduce poverty rates. Rather, states with healthy economic climates have much more success lifting people out of poverty.
If you don't believe that's true, that economic freedom allows for less poverty, if you don't believe it's true, compare poor people in America to poor people in Africa. Compare poor people in America today to poor people in America 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Compare poor people in America today to rich people in America 200 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And look at all of the wonderful things that poor people have as a result of the somewhat free market that we've had for the past few years in the United States. Poor people today have telephones, they've got televisions.
They got color TVs, they have cars. I mean,
yeah.
Poor people in America, not so poor.
They've got access to supermarkets.
Now,
where
there
they can
are
go
certainly people
food.
In America that have trouble making ends meet, but a lot of times that's some things they do themselves, too.
But the point is, the freedom buoys us all up together.
Really.
More's on the way. You take control of the airwaves. Bill in Indianapolis wants to talk about the Federal Reserve. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Only.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years
on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-400-8498. 1-800-400-8498. That's 1-800-400-8498.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, 800-259-9231, the toll-free Packet 8 line. It is the Christmas weekend edition of Free Talk Live. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Only moments are in, but just enough time for your call if you make it now. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to our website, and we invite you to experience it for free, because those other talk show hosts, those radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their site. We give it all away. And I might suggest that our site is more extensive for free than those other guys' paid sites are. Check it out, freetalklive.com. And if you like it, then head over to amp.freetalklive.com. Stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Amp.freetalklive.com. And become a Free Talk Live amplifier like over 300 of our listeners have become, because they support the show and they want to put their money where their mouths are, so to speak, or their ears are, I guess. It's $3 a month. And the idea is simple. Since it's voluntary, we're taking that $3 a month in and we're turning it around into promoting the show, getting in the show on more radio stations around the country, getting more people to experience the message of freedom and liberty. And if that's important to you, you should go to amp.freetalklive.com and learn more about the AMP program. As we go to the phones and to the fun, to Bill in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Let's get rid of the Federal Reserve. How do you gentlemen feel about that?
Hooray! It can't be done soon enough, Bill. Why do you say that, though?
Well, I don't like the way they keep manipulating interest rates. You know, they raise them, and they raise them, and they raise them. And eventually they'll get to the point where they find out they raised them too much, and then they'll end up trying to push them down, push them down, push them down. And then they'll push them down too much, and all they do is just gives them something to do.
You know, they certainly fiddle with things, and it's bothersome, but I don't think that's the worst thing that the Federal Reserve does.
But before we go on with what the Federal Reserve does, why do they have to fiddle with interest rates? Why can't we have the marketplace decide interest rates based on competition? What's the reasoning for it anyways? What's their excuse with the interest rates thing?
Well, I don't know. I think they try to micromanage the economy. Every little thing, they try to manipulate it. Maybe it's for political reasons. I don't know.
Well, I think they want a certain level of inflation, but just a small amount to you know, sort of make people's property look
like
it's
becoming... What do you consider small?
What do you mean? Like, you know, 3-5%, something like that.
Well, I mean, the M3 numbers, they stopped publishing those this mm-hmm. year. And according to, I mean, if you look at the government's inflation numbers, then you'll think that it's 2-3%.
Yeah.
But let's not look at the government's inflation numbers. Let's look at some alternative numbers. There was a guy that recalculated M3. Now, M3 is an old number that the Federal Reserve, the Feds, were coming up with to show the inflation of the money supply in various different areas, not just in printed money, but a variety of different inflations. And they found that it has increased from 8% to 9.6% since they stopped publishing the numbers. That's a 20% increase in less than a year's time. Now, I'm not saying that that's necessarily the most accurate number either, but it's certainly a lot different than the federal government's 3% number, or 2% number, whatever it is they're publishing now.
It's hard to know because they try to obscure these things as much as they possibly can. I mean, the consumer price index is just nonsense. It doesn't include fuel. It doesn't include housing. It doesn't include food. You know, all the important things to sustaining life doesn't include those. It includes plastic crap you can buy at Walmart.
So not only is the Fed bad for manipulating interest rates, but also, Bill, as you're probably aware, the Fed just is the printing press for the United States government. It just cranks out dollars. And it puts them into circulation, thereby creating inflation and devaluing all of our savings.
That makes sense.
I don't mean to cut off or anything.
I just want to give somebody else a chance in the final few minutes. Can I go ahead and listen to your show?
Thanks, Bill.
Oh, you can always listen to the show. Thank you, Bill. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, though. It's, I guess, Christmas weekend. Kind of slow on the phones here.
Yeah, it has been. But I would have to agree with Bill. I'd like to get rid of the Federal Reserve just as soon as possible.
It's so bad because it empowers the government to be bad. I mean, the Federal Reserve gives them money even when they can't get it from you.
Right.
So, like, if all of a sudden all of Americans, or even a good chunk of Americans, tomorrow morning decided, we've had it with you, government, we're withholding our taxes from you. Because there's a few Americans out there that are doing that right now as a protest, like the We the People organization at wethepeople.org. But if a good sizable chunk of Americans decided to say, forget you, IRS, we're not sending you anything this year. If a bunch of business owners decided to say, flip off! We're no longer withholding any of our employees' dollars from their paychecks. Well, the IRS would just simply call up the Federal Reserve, or whoever it was, the Treasury guy, or whoever. Somebody would make a phone call and say, look, man, we need some extra... Guys, we need some extra cash. Turn those printing presses into overdrive. The American people aren't sending us money anymore. And so they'd say, okay, turn on the printing presses, and then they'd spend that money on whatever it is that the government spends their money on.
And that would be that would be hyperinflation if that happened.
Well, it would trickle down into you know, the rest of our pockets and destroy the savings that we have. That's what inflation is. It's a hidden tax, and it's the worst kind of tax because you can't get away from it. The only way you could avoid the tax of inflation is to not use Federal Reserve notes, not use the greenbacks that are sitting in your wallet right now.
That would
in
be
your
very difficult to operate without using Federal Reserve notes.
It would be very difficult. It's a possibility, but pretty improbable at this point. I mean, there are alternative currencies like the Liberty Dollar at dollar.freetalklive.com. You can learn more about that. So if everybody started using alternative currencies, then the Federal Reserve note would wither up and die. But that's not going to happen anytime soon.
And it's not going to go without a fight. You can believe that.
They're already fighting. They're already trying to shut down the Liberty Dollar. They don't like the competition. They understand that when people get the get a piece of silver put into their hand, they look at it and they realize that it's real. You can tell that a piece of silver is real, like the Liberty Dollar, compared to the greenbacks or the funny money, the coinage that the federal government puts out. And so the Federal Reserve has to go away for a variety of reasons. But I would say the number one reason is because they print money with absolutely nothing backing it. And it's called a fiat currency. And there's a lot of people that just don't understand this. There's a lot of people that graduate from government high school. This is not an issue that is broached in government high school. And it's really one of the most important issues of our time. And it's been going on for almost an entire century now.
People are...
The fiat currency.
Basically, they're completely... uneducated in this. They think that we went off the gold standard in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
No, we didn't. We went off the
30s.
Gold standard in 1913, I believe it was.
I think they fully yanked it in 1934, somewhere in the mid-30s.
There's certainly been some steps along the way because the American public would have had a fit if it was all done at once. And, you know, with the Federal Reserve Act, I believe that was passed in 1913. And then,
yes, it was.
You know, there were different levels of it. Roosevelt confiscated all the gold, basically. Americans aren't allowed to own gold anymore. And then finally, when we went off the international gold standard in the 60s, well, then they said, sure, you can own gold because it doesn't matter because our money isn't backed by anything now anyway. So, you know, people are completely uneducated. They think that gold, you know, gold standard on the coinage is going to cause some kind of inflation or deflation. But the fact is, it's real. And people trade, you know, something that's real for goods and services. then it's going to be a very steady, very stable sort of economy.
Right. And if the government, if we're operating in America with, if we still have the government by the time we get rid of the Federal Reserve, of course, we'd have to have a major paradigm shift, I think, to get rid of the Federal Reserve in the first place. But presuming the government is still around at that point in a much smaller capacity, they won't be able to grow as fast as they currently are.
Because they can't print their own money.
Right, because they'll have to actually get the money from you somehow before they can spend it on anything else. Today, they can spend it on whatever they want at whatever cost they want to because of the printing press.
Imagine how this war in Iraq would have gone if the government had to go to the American people and raise the $500 billion that it's going to, that it's taken so far to do this war.
They couldn't. They couldn't do it.
No.
We wouldn't have military in other countries if it weren't for the Federal Reserve. We would have a military here as a defensive force at most if we didn't have the Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Because Americans wouldn't stand for what they're currently standing for. They can't do anything about it today. Americans can protest in the streets, and the fat boys in Washington, D.C. can just sit there and chuckle about it.
Yeah.
They turn on the printing press.
They've got
crank
complete
out another,
control of the money.
Crank out another $50 million and spend it on some more bombs. And then when they spend it on the bombs, the defense providers, the contractors, take that money in, they pay it out to their employees, and that's when it starts to trickle down into the rest of the economy. And it screws with everything. And people just don't understand this. It's so bad for our way of life. And, of course, it makes people think that there's good things happening when they see the price of their house going up. Ooh, my real estate investments are doing so great. No, no, that's just an indicator that your money's being devalued, people.
I'd have to agree. Now, I'm not going to say that the real estate market didn't go up. I mean, there was some increase in value there, but it was also a great indicator of how much inflation was really happening.
Mm-hmm.
Because the real property doubled practically. There's real estate, you know, this is stuff they can't produce any more of, gold, real estate, these kind of commodities, those things went up a great deal in the last 5 years.
It's all bad news when it comes to the money situation in this country, and there's not any indication that it's going to change anytime soon, unless people can get educated about it and demand a change, which again, most people aren't talking about this issue. Talk radio, not discussing it. National television, not even coming close to broaching. Vinny in here with you.
And Mark.
Hey, we'll be doing a live Christmas show, so be joining us online at freetalklive.com. Have a great week. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We